Maandag is back, and every Monday we have our Monday mailbag that has really been the gift that keeps on giving on the show.
100%. We go and check drive@jacarandafm.com. That is our email address. Roz and I both get those mails. If you ever want to get in touch with us, that is how to do it. Shall I read you today's?
Please.
Hi, Rob. Welcome back, Roz.
Thank you.
I'm hoping you guys can find this in your Monday mailbag and possibly help a girl out. My husband and I have recently welcomed our first baby together, and we are over the moon. Something we obviously now must consider since starting our family is that we're going to need a different car. We both know it's time for a safe and reliable family car, so together we've decided that my husband will be selling his car, which was his first car ever. While he's happy to do so we can get something better, he seems devastated to be getting rid of his first wheels. The way he talks about his old car, the way he looks at it, and how sad he's been when we discuss the sale of it. Can you help me out? Why does he seem so attached to this old, worn-out car? Am I missing something?
Maybe he's sentimental about it. Maybe I'm on the lady side because verkoop die kar.
A car is a car. Nee, man.
Take photos, frame them photos, put them up in the lounge or whatever so you can still go look at that car. If you need to, for financial reasons, sell it now and never barbecue, so obviously they need something safer, like a little mommy mobile. Verkoop die kar, man.
Nee, man. Okay, yes, verkoop die kar. Daar stem ek saam. Be responsible, be a grown-up, do what needs to be done. But I get why he said, like, your first car, ek dink almal het 'n memory met hulle eerste kar. It's like, it's your ticket to freedom. It's the first time in your life you've been, you know, you feel like a grown-up and you're out and alone. And you can go in. There's just an immense sense of like, kyk, ek is in die wêreld. You know, I remember the day I got my driver's license. Ek het by my ma se werk gestop. They dropped me off after the test. En ek het letterlik in die boardroom in 'n vergadering ingeloop. Niks gesê nie, my ma se handsak opgetel. I took her car keys and I walked out. And they didn't see me again for like a week.
Because you were just out here net, on the streets.
Look at me, I'm free, I'm loose, I'm, you know, on my own. And your first car comes with so many memories, so many like road trips in goed wat gebeur het, jy weet?
In my geval, my eerste kar het net gekom met soveel probleme. Yours came with a lot of memories, mine came with problems and lots of fights with my mother.
Really?
Yeah, because every time something went wrong, dit was nie iets wat ek kon bekostig nie. Toe moes sy nou extra werkies doen om my ding te laat regmaak. Yeah. And then she eventually just sold it from under me.
084-850-0942. That is where we are this afternoon. Your first car, do you have like really sentimental memories attached to it? If you had to sell it, like, did it make you sad to have to get rid of it? Ek dink as 'n ding oor mense eerste kar.
Nee, I'm like, good riddance. I think I want to tell this lady. Tell her we must take photos, frame them, hang them up, and that's the last of this car story.
It's the new one from Pharrell Williams and Miley Cyrus. It's called Dr. Work It Out.
We're trying to work something out. It's a Monday mailbag, and we're chatting first car blues. So we got a mail in about someone whose husband has had his first car forever. They have a new baby, and it's time for him to grow up a little bit, sell that first car, and buy something sensible. But he's very, very attached, and he's baie emotioneel oor die feit dat hy nou moet kubai sê vir hierdie kar wat al vir jare het.
Sinead, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks for you.
We're very well, thank you.
Awesome.
Talk to me about first cars. You were quite attached to yours.
Yes. So back in 2010, I inherited down the line what used to be my older sister's car. She left the country, so the car stayed behind. And her and I are quite close, so it had a special place in my heart. At the time, it was about 20 years old, so old car problems, and it ended up costing a lot more than it was worth. So got my first job in the car. We're now earning a bit of money, so we decide let's get a nice new car. So find a lovely little newer car, previously loved, and the dealership salesperson who did the sale actually phoned my mom a couple of days after we collected it to find out if I was okay, because I cried so much. He'd never had somebody react like that before, and he was really concerned that I wasn't doing okay with this new purchase.
The tears. You see, Roz.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
being a little bit kind of insensitive. But it was basis the memories van die car. It wasn't the car itself.
No, it's the vibe of the car.
But you still have all of those memories in your heart, and now you've got a little bit of extra cash to fuch there by the money that you spent on your newer car.
Oh no, absolutely. And I've had three cars since, so
And when you traded in those other cars, you obviously were not as emotional as when you traded in the one that your sister used to have.
Definitely. I think it gets a little, you get a little less attached to it as they go down the lines. I mean, like, I've just got a newer car now in December, and although the previous one was brand new out the box, I didn't have the same heartstrings as with any of the other cars. So it gets better with time, but it's something that with life you just need to do sometimes.
I mean, I've got intrinsic memories about first cars, not just mine, but my friends as well, you know, and we'd be driving around Sunnyside late at night, pumping tunes and flipping through the CD wallets and talking to the boy and the nonsense that was chatted in the car and people singing along and jolling. Like, I completely forget, like, I get why we get attached to our first cars.
Maar wat gaan hierdie dude nou doen?
No, I mean, I think the email was just like, can somebody help me understand why he's so sad about this? I think I get it, because you've got all these memories attached to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you've had it for so long.
Exactly.
A stretch of them, so. Mm. But hey, kids make you do strange things. I mean, I've got a little one, and you just have to, get on with it.
Yeah. Exactly.
The adulting comes for all of us. Sinead in Boxburg, thanks for the call. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
You know what? She makes a good point, and I think that's where I'm coming from with this. Want as jy kinders het, soms moet jy opofferings maak. And I get that, like, from being a mom and having been a parent, you know? Like, sometimes the sentimentality has to go so that you can make way for practicality.
Look, you are 100% absolutely correct. I also get that you can also be sad about it or be self-detached.